Today is an awesome day, not just because of the weather, and because it's Sunday. The church came together on this day because we celebrated the fact that Jesus was risen from the dead, that He is alive, and that's why Christians came together on a Sunday. But today is a special day also because of the children that God has blessed us with. And there is three families here this morning specifically that's going to thank God and dedicate their children to Him. And I'm going to ask those three families, the Hendrixes, the Honeyballs, and the Zitzmans, Kitzmans, if you could maybe just come forward quickly with those precious gifts that God has blessed you with. It's an awesome day. You know, what is so amazing about kids, for those parents would know, and for those of you that are still longing for that day, they are such an awesome gift from God. And they are such a blessing to see how kids grow up and how they love and share their lives with innocence. And you know what's so amazing is that God created each one of them uniquely different. I know if you come closer, you would see the resemblance. But as they grow, you can also see that they are similar in their humanity, but yet they are uniquely different in their characters. And not only are they uniquely different in their characters, they are uniquely different in their purpose. God has purposely made them uniquely different, but He's also created for them a purpose, and that is His heart, you know. And as parents, we have this awesome privilege not just to thank God, to dedicate our children to follow in His ways, but also to pursue that purpose that God has for our children, and to encourage and to support our children in the purpose that God has created for them. So even as these parents are going to dedicate their children to God, if there's parents in the audience, I want to almost encourage you to partake in this dedication again, where we say, God, I want to thank You for this child that You have given me, Lord, and I acknowledge it is Yours, and I know that You have a purpose for this child and these children of mine, God, and I want to pursue You with them to find that purpose and to see it accomplished. So I'm going to ask the parents, do you have your... Yes, you do. We're going to dedicate these children together, and I think we even have the slide at the back. Yes, we do. So if you're a parent, you want to share with us, you can do so. I'm going to read this dedication and partake with them in this awesome moment. And we're just going to read and dedicate these children together, and then me and Siaz are quickly going to pray for the children. Amen. We thank God for this precious gift that He has entrusted to us. And we now follow the example of godly parents who throughout the ages presented their children to God in dedication. Before God and His people, we hereby dedicate our child to the Lord. We commit ourselves with God's help in partnership with the church to bring up our child in discipline and instruction of the Lord. By word and example, we promise to teach our child the word of God, and with patience and love, we will build the character of Christ and the joy of the Lord in their lives. We will protect them from worldly claims upon their lives, and make it our regular prayer that by God's grace, our children may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers. Amen. Okay. Yes. Are you going to start?
Lord, we want to thank You that we can bring an altar to You, Father. We thank You, Lord, for the place of Your love and Your life. And Lord, right now we thank You, Lord, for the purpose. And we thank You, Lord, for the desires that You have placed in this child, Lord. Thank You, God, that there will be a freedom, Lord. And this child will be known as a freedom child, Lord, as one who can climb the mountains and not be afraid, God. Thank You that there will be no fear, Lord, but just a desire after You. En Here, ons sê vir dankie vir die lewe, Here. Die lewe wat daar gaan wees. En Here, net soos 'n prentjie wat U vir my wys van fonteine van waters wat gaan opspring. uit hierdie lewe uit, Here. Dankie vir hierdie ouers, Lord. Thank you that the parents, Lord, will be known as people of integrity, Lord. As people, Lord, that have always, Lord, teach their children, Lord, to know the word of God. And thank you, Lord, that in the same place, Lord, there will be a way to walk in God. And these mountains will not seem high, Lord, when you stand on the bottom, Lord. But on top of it, Lord, there will always be the eyes of an eagle, God. The eyes of seeing, Lord. That ability, Lord, to see greater things, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you have made this child in that way, Lord, to see your ways, Father. And we thank you for a strength, Lord. A strength and an ability, God, to walk in that, Lord. And to stand and to declare, Lord, your grace and your fullness. But always, Lord, to see you, Lord, in a fresh way, in a new way, Lord. And that there will be no fear. Thank you, Lord, that many people will say, no, just compromise, 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 Lord. But these parents and this child, this family will not know compromise, Lord. They will know the strength of God. And we come to bless them as a family, Lord. We come to bless them with an inherent, Lord, just legacy, Lord. And it's been coming through their family lines, Lord, of people that knew their word as their word. Their yes as their yes and their no as their no. En Here, dankie net vir 'n vermenigvuldiging van dit, Here. Al gaan baie mense sê nee, nee, maar hulle gaan sê ja, ja, vir u beloftes. Lord, dankie vir daai beloftes van God in Jesus naam.
Yes, Father, I want to thank you for this child, Lord. I thank you for Melissa, Lord. I thank you for her life, God. I thank you for the gift that she is, God, not just to this family, God, but I thank you for the gift that she will be to the church, God. I thank you, God, that I just sense you say that she will love your house, God. She will love your presence, God. She will love your church, God. And I pray, God, that you will bless her, God, with that abundant love, Lord, that she have in Christ, Lord. I thank you that will overflow, God, to the lives of many, Lord. I thank you for the huge blessing that you will be, God, to your kingdom and your people, God, in the kingdom, Lord. I thank you, Father, for this precious gift, Lord. I thank you for this family, God. I pray, God, that you will bless the family, God. God, I pray that your presence, God, would overflow in and through them, Lord. I thank you that Melissa will know your love because of the love that she experienced within her home, God. I thank you, God, that she will be confident in you as a father because what she sees in her own father, God. I thank you, Father, for the confidence that you will have in life, Lord. So we pray for this family as we pray for this child that you will bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, Father, we thank you for Alyssa as well, Lord. We thank you for what you are doing in her life, Lord. And thank you, God, that, Lord, she will understand what it means to have discernment, Lord. She will understand, Lord, what it means from a young age, Lord, to know the spiritual realm. And Lord, thank you for the parents for wisdom to see and to consecrate her in that way, Lord, that she will not be afraid, Lord, when she comes to even share with them about the angels and the visitation of angels that she'll experience, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you will protect her from a young age, Lord. Protect her heart, Lord. Protect her eyes, Lord. Protect that just, Lord, her walking with you, God. But thank you, Lord, that she will know your voice. And we thank you for the prophetic voice in her heart, Lord, in her mind. But especially, Lord, that she will know and she'll be able to speak, Lord, because there'll be such a sensitivity to spiritual things. And Lord, there'll be a creativity that comes with that, Lord, that will make many people, Lord, just stand in awe of who you are. But we thank you that you are the creator, God. Thank you that you're the Yahweh over her, Lord, that you're the God that can make things and establish things. And we just bless her and bless this family today, Lord. We consecrate her, Lord. We say, this is the way, walk in it. And we thank you for that freedom, Lord, to walk in your ways today. And Here, dankie vir 'n wysheid vir die ouers, Here, vir Willem en Melissa. Dankie, Here, net vir daai plek van u desires oor hulle, Here, wat hulle hierdie kind kan grootmaak in u weë. And we thank you for your blessing over them, over this house, in Jesus' name. Amen.